Hörverstehen 2024. Teil 2.
Radio Show Consequences of Brexit. Listen to the weekly British radio show The Influence of Politics on Our Lives. Every Friday afternoon, the show host, Peter Langdon, invites listeners to call into his show and to talk about the influence politics can have on our lives. Each time, the show focuses on a particular issue in politics. The topic of today's show is, what kind of influence has Brexit had on your life?
Hello, everyone. My name is Peter Langdon. Welcome to our weekly program, The Influence of Politics on Our Lives. Last week, we focused on the impact the recent tax reform has had on all of us here in the UK, and I still remember some of the controversial opinions you voiced about this. This week, our focus is on the effect Brexit has had on some, or maybe even most of us, since it came into effect on the 1st of February 2020. If you would like to share with our listeners how Brexit has affected your professional and or your personal life in the last few years, please call us on 020 886644 and feel free to tell us all about it. Right. Now, our first caller today is Joyce, I believe. Hello, Joyce. How are you doing?
Hi, Peter. Very well indeed, thank you.
Joyce, obviously, you would like to tell us about the ways in which Brexit has influenced your life so far. Go ahead.
You see, I have been working as a waitress in a fast food restaurant for almost 15 years, and since 2020, the gastronomy sector has had to cope with two major crises at the same time, namely the coronavirus pandemic and Brexit. The vast majority of people working in low-skilled jobs in a wide range of economic sectors, including gastronomy, have predominantly been either immigrants from non-European countries or EU nationals from Eastern Europe. During the coronavirus crisis, the gastronomy sector already lost a lot of employees because, on the one hand, they simply did not know if and when their restaurants would reopen again, and, on the other, how long it would take their restaurants to be operating normally again. That is why those employees tried to find jobs in other businesses. Brexit has even worsened this problem because EU nationals no longer have the right to work and live in the UK as long as they want to. That is why lots of our Polish, Romanian, Bulgarian, and Slovakian colleagues have returned to their home countries and will most likely not come back again.
And how does that affect you and your restaurant in particular?
We have experienced a serious shortage of waiters and waitresses for quite some time now, and our boss is constantly trying to recruit new employees, but frustratingly, without success most of the time. For my colleagues and me, this means that we are often asked to work one or two more shifts per week than we used to do before 2020. Our job is hard enough as it is, but these extra shifts are just too much. It is true that our boss gives us extra pay for these extra shifts, but my colleagues and I are very exhausted, which is why some of my colleagues have even quit. But quitting is not an option for me. I have no secondary school qualifications, so I will hardly find a job elsewhere.
I am very sorry to hear that. I hope that you will nevertheless find some way to deal with this situation in the near future. Thank you, Joyce, for sharing your thoughts with us today. Good luck to you. Now, my assistant has just told me that our next caller is male and his name is Eric. Hello, Eric. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thanks, Peter.
Okay, Eric. Will you tell us what impact Brexit has had on your life?
I'm a teacher and my wife is a scientist at Bristol University. The impact Brexit has had on education and science is enormous. You see, I teach French and Spanish at a secondary school in Bristol. Before Brexit, there was always some interest in and demand for regular school trips of students from my school in Bristol to our partner schools in France and Spain and vice versa. We never had any difficulty in finding enough students who were keen to take part in those exchanges, nor did our partner schools. Since Brexit, however, there has been a steady decline in students signing up for our exchange programmes.
That is quite a pity indeed. As a secondary school student, I took part in an exchange program with a German school. and I must say that it was quite a learning experience to be in a German family for about 2 weeks. Not really because I managed to improve my German, it was and still is absolutely miserable, but rather due to the fact that I was immersed in German culture and traditions for some time. It really opened my eyes with regard to how different, and yet, at the same time, how similar people from two different cultures can be. But Eric, you also mentioned the impact that Brexit has had on the world of science. Can you enlarge on that a bit too? I think you said that your wife is a scientist at Bristol University, right?
Yes, that's right. My wife is a professor in the chemistry department. According to her, for two reasons, Brexit has led to a drop in the numbers of EU students applying for places at UK universities. First of all, it has become more difficult for EU students to get long-stay visas for the UK. And secondly, it has become a lot more expensive for EU students to do their university studies in the UK. Another effect of Brexit is that it has become harder for UK universities to recruit top international scientists, particularly from EU countries. Last but not least, since Brexit entered into force, the UK has been excluded from major EU science funding programmes, which provide financial support for scientific collaboration within the EU across national borders. This means that the UK is losing touch with some of the most significant research activities going on in Europe and beyond.
If I understand you correctly, your point is that Brexit has not only resulted in the UK losing its long-standing cultural ties with continental Europe, it may also lead to the UK losing out economically due to its increasing isolation in education and research. That is no good news at all. Eric, thank you for sharing those concerns with us. And now let's bring in our next caller,